This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The biennial North Carolina HIP Music Festival is back this year. HIP stands for Historically Informed Performance. The festival, hosted by the Mallarmé Chamber Players, features Baroque music played on period string instruments. The Mallarmé Chamber Players will play a two-part concert called the Bieber Bowl in Durham's St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock. The entire North Carolina HIP Music Festival features 11 concerts from February 6th through the 28th. We've got details on our website. Suzanne Russo is the artistic director of Mallarmé. David Wilson is Baroque violinist playing with the group. Hello, Suzanne and David. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also with us for a preview of the music of Bieber Bowl, Liz Field on Baroque violin, Stephanie Weil on the cello, Barbara Crumdeek on Baroque cello, and Jennifer Streeter on the virginal. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Say, so we knew you had music by, it turns out, Carl Heinrich Bieber. We mistakenly played Justin Bieber in our break. Is it too late now to say sorry?
It's quite all right.
I don't know how that happened. You know, when you search the internet, you get crazy answers.
You,
and that's,
you do.
That's what we got. Tell us again about this HIP Music Festival. What is it? And because I know now you're, this is the second or third?
This is the third HIP
festival.
Music Festival. We started in 2013 with four or five groups. We played a set of concerts over a period of a week and a half. The next year it expanded to 2.5 weeks, and we decided we needed to have a little time in between the festival, so now it's an every other year event. And this year we have 11 ensembles and the two university music departments in the area.
And what's the mission?
The mission is to play great early music, not only early music, but music on period instruments, as it would have been in the time that the pieces that we play. There is some contemporary music as well on with those instruments, and that's what this festival is about.
David, you will be playing with the Mallarmé Chamber Players this weekend, playing the Bieber Bowl. We've given our just apologies for our faux error in the break. But tell us what you're going to play.
I personally would be playing several of the Rosary Sonatas, the Scourging, the Carrying...
The Rosary Sonatas, now tell us more. We don't know
right.
about these, yeah.
From Heinrich Ignaz Franz Bieber, the father actually of Carl Heinrich. He's the composer of the pieces that we'll be playing. And what comes down to us is a very special manuscript of sonatas by Heinrich Bieber. One sonata for each mystery of the Rosary. The Rosary, in case you don't know, is a long, repetitive, meditative prayer in the Catholic Church, focusing on meditation on 15 events in the lives of Jesus and the Virgin Mary. And Bieber has written a violin sonata for each one of those events, plus a bonus extra piece at the end for an unaccompanied violin called the Passacaglia.
I wonder if we can get a sample right now. Could we?
Sure. This is the beginning of the.
This is the Crown of Thorns, perhaps?
Yes.
The Crown of Thorns, and one thing that's very unique about these sonatas is that every sonata has a different tuning for the violin, meaning that it's not a standard tuning. And so we want to just demonstrate that briefly.
Oh, yeah.
So Liz is going to play. The sonata as it's heard on its strange tuning, and just if you could play those strings. Not the typical tuning.
It's just a few bits of the double.
Now, Bieber wrote that for a violin that sounds very different. Now, here's a standard tuning, the same piece. It's going to sound quite different.
So I'm playing the notes on the page. This is what it...
the tuning is really important to the piece itself. Each one has a different sound to it and a different sonority. And Liz and Stephanie and Jennifer are going to play part of the Carrying of the Cross.
Crowning of the
Cross.
Crowning of the Cross. Obviously, you're retuning because you've got these various tunings that you have to go back and forth. While we're doing this, just as we're setting up, Suzanne, I want to ask you a question, too. And you can go ahead and tune if I'm not distracting you too much. From the obviously, the tuning is different and gave us clearly a very different sounds in those two pieces, and there's two versions of that piece. But what about the instruments themselves? How does a period instrument sound, you know, a Baroque instrument, one that was made then, sound different than one today?
Well, Baroque instruments were intended to be played in small rooms. And so they have gut strings, all gut strings. They don't have a chin rest, at least the strings don't. The bows are quite different in the string instruments. We play with harpsichord as opposed to piano. And as the years went by, modern instruments became brighter, and so they started using steel strings and different bows, and so things were louder for a bigger concert hall. I think these guys are in tune now.
That was the Mailer Maid Chamber Players playing Mystery Sonata Number 8, Crown of Thorns. Liz Field on the Baroque violin, Stephanie Vile on Baroque cello, and Jennifer Streeter on the virginal. Suzanne, give us a sense of what other kinds of music we're going to hear during the HIP Festival.
Sure. Well, the Bieber Bowl is this weekend. Also, the next weekend, there's going to be a harpsichord concert. Two harpsichord concerts, actually, for two harpsichord players. Actually, all contemporary music with Alianor. There's also Raleigh Camerata is going to perform, and El Fuego is going to perform a love, Cupid's love performance on, of course, Valentine's
Day.
That's
inevitable, yes.
Later on, there are some choral concerts and also an opera with UNC Music Department. We're going to do the opera Circe's by Handel.
Well, you know, it strikes me that one of the ways in which classical music and these instruments can once again distinguish themselves in an age of more intimate listening. Is there an appetite for building these kinds of instruments and creating more? You know, we hear more and more about house concerts, for instance. I mean, the idea that the music hall with 101 musicians might be a difficult thing to finance going forward. But the way we listen has changed, and I just wonder if we're sort of coming back to an appetite for this kind of music and these instruments.
Well, I think that's true, and I think at least Mallarmé as an ensemble we really feel that people like to be close and personal. And so doing a house concert with these Baroque instruments is ideal. Churches are wonderful, too, for these kinds of instruments. But I agree. I think that we need to be thinking a little bit outside the box as far as our audience and making it a really exciting experience, regardless of where the concert is.
Can we hear something else right now?
Yeah. So David Wilson and Barbara Krumdiek and Jennifer Streeter are going to play a movement, several movements from the Annunciation, from the Bieber Mystery Sonatas.
This is actually the Ascension.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's the end of the story. Annunciation is how it starts. It's fine. Go ahead. I'd love to hear it. Mellermaid Chamber Players with the theological spoiler alert, Mystery Sonata No. 12, The Ascension. That's kind of how it ends. Anyway, you heard David Wilson on the Baroque violin, Barbara Crumdeek on the Baroque cello, and Jennifer Streeter on the virginal. And we only have a little time left, so I want to give you time to play us out. So let me thank you for being on the program. Suzanne Russo, the artistic director of Mallarmé, David Wilson, Baroque violinist, playing today. Also Liz Field, Stephanie Weil, Barbara Crumdeek, and Jennifer Streeter. Thank you all for being with us.
Thank you. This is a pleasure.
And we will remind you that David is going to play us out on the Passacaglia. But first, you can find out more about Mallarmé and other groups by going to our website, stateofthings.org. Mallarmé Chamber Players play the Bieber Bowl in Durham St. Paul's Lutheran Church Saturday and Sunday at 3. As we said, find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director, Brent Wolf, the news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, David Wilson from the Mallarmé Chamber Players.